Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have a special guest today, Eli Lev. Eli is a songwriter and producer and has a background in winning songwriting. We'd like to welcome Eli to the show.
So good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Eli, you want to tell the folks a little bit about your background so they know who you are and they know, you know, a little bit about you as a person and singer?
Absolutely. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland, originally. I went to university out in Bloomington, Indiana. And then I was a teacher out on the Navajo Indian Reservation in northern Arizona, just out of a university. That's actually the inspiration for my Four Directions project, the first project that I had as a musician. So I was an eighth grade middle school teacher. Then I've taught all over the world in Australia, Tel Aviv, Europe, in a small country called Andorra. I came back to the U.S. to get my master's degree in education and then didn't use it and became a full-time independent musician instead. And here I am.
So tell us a little bit about your songs. You're a songwriter. Give us a little bit of background about that.
Yeah, so all of those life kind of experiences from Maryland to Indiana to Arizona to around the world and back are essentially, the main ingredient and the main inspiration for my songs. For example, the town that I taught in Arizona was called Shonto. And I have a song called Long Way Back to Shonto, which is about my kind of solo bike trip that I went on to out in the desert to kind of get back. My song Growing Up and Growing Down is about coming back to Silver Spring, Maryland after being away for a while. And my song Anywhere We Can Go is about the four directions and what a kind of impact that idea has had on me as a person.
You also had a song in 2022 that was a travel monologue, right? Called Walk, Talk, Dancing.
Yes, that was my pandemic mixtape. Remember the cassette tapes back in the day? You'd put some songs on there and give them to a friend or loved one, and your relationship would be sealed for all time. Yeah, that was my pandemic mixtape. I really kind of went into, you know, everything that I was going through as an artist during the lockdown and also as a community and as a collective. So, five songs on there about that that inward journey.
So now you're probably on tour, starting a tour, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
And where is that tour going to be taking you, Eli?
Started in Maryland. I'm down here in Florida now, going down south through over to Texas, up through North Dakota, down through the Midwest, and back to Maryland.
Well, it's a little bit of a journey. Are you going to be coming into our area here?
I am. Yep.
And when will that be, sir?
Let's see. We've got, this will be Huntley Community Radio. Give me like the closest, town. I got to check my tour list. It's hard to keep track of.
Well, you got McHenry, Huntley, Woodstock.
Okay, so I'll be in McHenry, Illinois, coming up at Mackey's. And I'll be at Mackey's. Let's see. I'll be there.
Okay, and it so happens our engineer on site here is from McHenry too. John, our engineer.
Yeah, born and raised.
All right, John. I'll be at McHenry. I'll be in Mackey's Hideout.
Yeah, Mackey's
on
Hideout.
Sunday, April 28th, from 4 to 7.
It's a great outdoor venue. That's a great outdoor.
Love that spot. Yeah, and this is the third time they've had me there. Nice. So they like something about my music. So yes, Sunday, April 28th, Mackey's Hideout from 4 to 7.
Okay. The you got something down here, Be Someone, Be Your Someone.
Yes, I love that song. Yep.
Well, tell us a little bit about that one, Eli.
Be Your Someone was when I decided to move in with my partner during the pandemic. And I had never lived domestically with anybody before. And I think it was about month three we were getting really annoyed with each other. just living in the same place. And I remember she was next to me on the couch, and like I could just hear her breathing very heavily, loudly. It seemed like the walls were reverberating with her breath. And I said, "Babe, could you like not breathe that loud next to me?" And she looked over at me and she's like, babe, I think you need to walk, go outside,
now
walk
we're at,
around the house.
We're on the air. Do you want to really give us that response? Be careful.
Yeah. And she was right. It was all in my head. I was projecting my issues on her. And I wrote the song when I was walking around the house about how if you love someone and if you're trying to make it work, you got to get through all the good, all the bad, all the amazing, all the annoying. It's a process, and it takes some work. So that's where Be Your Someone comes from.
Well, during that period of time, did you do any songwriting?
I did. I did a lot of songwriting. All the songs on Walk, Talk, Dance, Sing is essentially a chronological order of what I was going through at that time, from Be Your Someone to Vacation to Sing Along for the First Time to Move As You Do, all very introspective songs.
I was just going to ask you about Move As You Do, about that song, and also the Walk, Talk, and Dance.
Yeah. So Move As You Do really was my realization that I lived life out of order and not in the right timeline. And then I thought about all the people that I knew and that most of them have also done the same. So that it was just a kind of testament to like, hey, if you want to get married for the first time at 71, like do that. You know what I mean? If you don't buy your first house until 60 or, you know, that's fine. If you don't travel the world until, you know, whatever, 82, like, that's awesome. Like, whatever your timeline is, that's your story. And we get to live our own stories the way we want.
So in songwriting, I know there's some songwriters that I've read about that have been on airplanes and have written songs because they just were in the mood and all of a sudden it just came to them. When you do your songwriting, is it something that just comes to you or... do you labor with some of them as you're working on them?
That's funny you said that about the airplane. Actually, the only Spanish song that I've ever written called El Día y Tu Amor was written on a plane coming back from Mexico to the U.S. So that does actually happen. But really, songs come in a variety of ways. Sometimes they come as a melody. Sometimes they come as a song title first. And sometimes they come just as something that I really want to get out. You know, share with the world. So it really comes in different forms.
So you've had some releases that have earned critical praise. You want to tell us about that, Eli?
Sure. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I had some songs win some whammies. It's kind of like the Grammys, but not for the Washington area. So my song Chasing Daylight won a whammy. That song also won a Mid-Atlantic Song Contest, second grand prize, which is amazing. And some of my songs just got nominated for some other kind of awards recently from radio, community radio and college radio awards. So very excited about that coming up.
Well, some of the magazines were like, what, American Songwriter and Pace Magazine?
Yes, American Songwriter picked up a release that I had from Four Directions. A really incredible article, really went into my story and, you know, the message behind my music. So feeling very lucky that people are taking notice and sharing it with their audiences, just like y'all. So thank you for that.
Well, how about some of your online outlets like BuzzFeed and so on?
Yeah, we've got a lot of kind of like online blogs that are picking up the music. Randomly, my song Vacation on Walk, Talk, Dance, Sing started being used by Asian YouTube bloggers as instrumental music behind their daily video blogs. So all over South Korea now, there are these young South Koreans using the song Vacation to blog about like their day, just like eating and studying. It's like the weirdest thing.
Have you thought about going over there? You'd probably be a real hit. You'd be a sensation.
I'm like, yeah, sign me up for South Korea tour. Like, let's go. Let's go on vacation to South Korea. Sure. So the powers of the internet, right? It's pretty wild.
Well, I'm looking at some things like BuzzFeed, CBS Radio, Bluegrass Situation, Folk Radio, and things like that, that you've had some access and some folks have, you know, talked about your exposure on those shows.
Yeah. And, you know, it really is kind of like what I'm learning is it just takes time, you know, like for people to really kind of like get the music, tell their friends, tell their family, you know, I've got to come back to, you know, Mackie's hideout a few times, you know, start building a community over there. It really takes that kind of dedication and kind of perseverance to really kind of see that momentum start going.
So what kind of music awards have you received, Eli?
Yeah, so I've been working with this place called The Musicianship in the D.C., and they awarded a grant essentially for me to come and sing my songs to inner city D.C. kids at a Hard Rock Cafe. So I was awarded a grant to kind of support my music through that. And it's those kind of things that are like so rewarding, you know, where I just get to like sing to kids, bring them up on stage, have some fun, have a blast. So always looking at every kind of accolade as an opportunity to share music and to give back has been important to me.
Well, you're way out west won an award, right, in Washington?
Yeah, that won best country folk album of the year in 2021, which is amazing. A huge honor, actually, because there's like lots of artists, like it's getting like a really big deal, like hundreds of artists like applied. And there's like a 7-judge panel for that. So really cool that they chose to pick that as the best country Americana album.
And what about Chasing Daylight?
Yeah, Chasing Daylight won the second grand prize in the Mid-Atlantic Song Competition. I co-wrote that with Austin Bellow out of Virginia. So you could call that my first breakthrough hit. That's Chasing Daylight. Yeah.
Was that the best pop artist award that you received?
The best pop artist was a whammy. That was in 2020. So yeah, I got one award for the best album and then the other for the best pop artist. And it's interesting because some of them are country Americana. Some of them are pop, right? Some of them are like singer-songwriters. So I like to kind of skirt the edges of genres and kind of play with sounds.
I was just going to say, what songs do you like the best? I mean, what do you lean towards? More towards country, more towards pop? I mean, do you have a particular area you like the best?
You know, I really like incorporating lyric-forward music with kind of like a country Americana. Like, there's like a slight twang, but not really. You know what I mean? I'm like kind of like hinting towards it. My mom's from Mississippi, from the South. But I also like, you know, Jason Mraz and Ed Sheeran and Jack Johnson are huge influences on me. So that modern pop sensibility is also a part of my music. I think you can really see that on my latest song. It's called They Say. And I'm using kind of like folk and pop and country and Americana and kind of modern pop elements on that one. It kind of brings them all together.
Did you also perform at the Kennedy Center?
I did. Yeah, I was chosen
to
perform.
That's an honor.
Yeah, it's called the Millennium Stage. And huge, massive stage, like grand piano, the whole sound, you know, like the big screen kind of thing. It was a wonderful recording, actually. It's on YouTube. And I got to perform a full hour of my originals to an incredibly supportive audience at the Kennedy Center.
And you also had an appearance at the National Cherry Blossom Festival, too?
Yeah, I was wearing a pink suit for that one.
Now, come on. You wore a pink suit? Come on, really?
They put me in a pink suit and like a powder blue pants. And I was on like this.
They put a cherry blossom in your pocket, too?
Yeah, you can imagine how funny that was. So just singing on national television with a pink suit, that was something.
And you got an organization called the Eli Levy Music LLC, is that right?
Yeah, you know, my mom was a really big inspiration for me. After she retired, she created her own LLC. And her own consulting business. I was like, I didn't even know that was possible. You know what I mean? Like, how does it even work? So she's like, yeah, you can start your own business. So she really inspired me to start my own business when I went into music full time. And yeah, it's been we've been in business for, you know, 6 years now doing the thing, full-time independent artist and really totally supported by listeners and independent radio communities all across the country. So it's pretty, pretty awesome.
So are you the only one in the family with the music background, or did it start with somebody else?
Well, my dad played oboe growing up.
Okay.
My mom played piano and guitar. So music was definitely around and part of our DNA growing up. And then I was in like a, you know, a middle school band and a high school rock band and, you know, did covers and have been writing silly songs my whole life, but never thought that I would, you know, do music full time as like, you know, the thing. But music has called and I've answered.
And you've done some music videos too, correct?
Yeah, I love doing music videos with my community. They're called the Levitators. And what I like to do is, yeah, I'm cheesy. That's how I roll. Hey, that's it. Levitators. So I like to offer people to participate in the music. And so what we'll do is we'll do kind of participatory videos where my community will send in videos of themselves. For example, anywhere we can go, I had folks hold up signs from where they were located and just splice them all together into like a whole video of like, you know, showcasing the community. For my song Dancing on the Lawn, they could make up their own dance to it and send them in. And then Chasing Daylight, folks were kind of like singing along to the lyrics. So there's a few music videos out there that showcase the Levitators community and really proud that they answered the call and took it up and had some fun with me.
What about Anywhere We Can Go?
Anywhere We Can Go was the one where folks were kind of like holding up the signs. Like we had people from Iowa, you know, at the cornfields. We had folks on the Navajo Nation and they're like, you know, full Navajo dress. We had folks in the city in New York, you know, on top of buildings holding them up. Really, really cool to check it out.
And I think that Dancing on the Lawn, that's self-explanatory.
Yeah, that's just a bunch of folks having a really good old time during the pandemic. When you know, there was a lockdown, so it was a nice kind of distraction and a way to bring some positivity into folks' lives.
When you go on tour, are they 3-month tours, 4-month tours? What do they usually last, Eli?
So I usually do about maybe a month and a half, 2 months on the road, and then I kind of like rest for maybe 2 or 3 weeks before getting back on the road. Last year I played over 200 shows, and this year it looks like it'll be over 250 shows this year.
Wow. You know, there's a little note here I read that what's most meaningful to you is building community through music. You want to tell us a little bit about that thought process?
Yeah, I love that question because, you know, music to me is just like, it's the channel, you know, to meet people. It's almost like the ruse to just have like awesome conversations and, you know, talk about fun stuff and, you know, have a high level of energy in a place for a certain amount of time. Like, you know, I'm really understanding that, you know, my songs and, you know, my performances is really a way to build community and serve people and give back, provide some lightness in people's lives, some reflection. Just a place to kind of like maybe zone out or maybe dive in, you know, depending on where people are at that moment. So it's really kind of turned into a very kind of spiritual act for me at this point in my career. And just trusting in the process and where it's going has been really rewarding as a songwriter, as a performer, as a singer, and as someone who is involved in the community as well.
So when you're performing, how long does your show usually last? Is it a 1-hour show, an hour and a half? What generally do you have for your shows?
Yeah, I think at Mackie's Hideout, I think it's probably like 3 hours there.
Wow, that's a long show.
Yeah, sometimes it's 4 hours. You know, some restaurants or bars, like they want me playing 4 hours, which is fine. Sometimes I'm on like a multi-band bill for an evening and I'll just have like an hour set. So every night is different, which is actually really exciting. It keeps it fresh. So it's anywhere from 1 to 4 hours sometimes.
Now, the tour you're starting now, and I know there's several city tours. I mean, you're really bouncing around from one city to the other. How long does that tour last, and how many cities are you going to hit in this tour, Eli?
Yeah, so this spring tour will last about a couple months. So I think I'll have, you know, about 90-95% of the dates I'm playing a show. So we're talking Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. So maybe there'll be like a day off every 2 weeks on tour. So
those cities weren't close either. I noticed that some of them are far apart. So you're jumping on a plane, getting to the next city.
I'm driving.
You're taking your bus.
Every city's driving. Yep, on the road. So and sometimes it's a 6 hour, 8 hour drive sometimes from one to the next. Yep.
And you're doing your own driving.
Doing my own driving.
Wow. Well, that's truly a one man show. For 3 hours. That's awesome.
It's almost like I'm a truck driver who just plays music at night. A professional driver.
Well, do you have to stop at the weigh stations?
Yeah, right now it's Walmarts, it's rest areas. Some venues will put me up. I've got a network of friends and family around the country. So it really depends on the night. Yep.
So that brings us to, okay, what kind of cooking are you doing on that bus?
All right, well, I got the gas stove right here.
Okay.
And next to that is the sink, which is nice. So I do like a hot tea in the morning, do some oatmeal, do some ramen, do some fried eggs. I got a van vent in the top, so that helps. And, yeah, making it work.
Well, that takes a lot of energy, buddy, I'll tell you.
It does. It's a grind. But, you know, I love it. I don't recommend it for everybody. What I do is not for everybody, and that's okay. Totally okay. I'm enjoying it and putting my full self into it.
Well, before we get into recording one of your last songs here that John's going to record, we want to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We've been talking to Eli, and all his music he's got going on. So any information that people want to know, where do they go to, Eli?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I have a website. It's Eli-Lev as in victory.com. Or you can just type in Eli Lev on the Google machine, and you'll see all my tour dates and music. I have a music page on my website that also has all the lyrics. So you can actually stream all my music on my website with lyrics. And at the bottom of the page on my website is a button where you can join the Levitators. So you are welcome. It's an open invitation to levitate with me there.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for being on the air with us today. That's really awesome. And John's going to play the song They Say. We wish you all the luck in the world, buddy. I hope your tour is a success. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you both so much. It really means a lot to me. The support is absolutely incredible, and feels great to be heard and to be shared and to be really listened to. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Eli.
Thanks.
They say get rich so I can buy all that I want, but I got all the smiles that I need. They say get famous so everyone will know me. But that sounds like a movie I don't wanna see. They say get smart so I can solve any problem, as if they'll all go away. They say go hard, but I'm a softy deep inside, and I don't feel like hiding anymore. They say be nice, but I'd rather be kind, and be there for those who are in need. They say you gotta think twice, maybe we should think a little more about how we treat the world that we call home. They say settle down, but I ain't one for settling, so I'll just keep on chasing my dreams. They say grow up as if it's a given, but I ain't taking those pills anymore. Ooh, got a joy that's overflowing. They say don't give it away, but I'll do it anyway. They say get real, but when the truth isn't valued, no one really knows how to feel. That's how it is, and that's how it's always been. But what about how it could be? Enough is enough. There's new voices talking, and those are the ones that I wanna hear. And they say too much, but I know who I am, so I don't listen to them anymore.